邀请弟兄姊妹再一次来起立，我们一同来攻读主的话语。
We'd ask brothers to stand and read the Lord's word together.
请约书亚记十三章一到二节和六节。约书亚年纪老迈，耶和华对他说：“你年纪老迈了，还有许多未得之地，就是非利士人的全境和基述人的全地。”山地的一切居民，从黎巴嫩直到米斯利弗马因，就是所有的西顿人，我必在以色列人面前赶出去。你只管照我所吩咐的，将这地年究分给以色列人为业。民数记十四章第八节，耶和华若喜悦我们，就必将我们领进那地，把地赐给我们。那地原是流奶与蜜之地。Now let's read in English. Joshua chapter 13, verse 1, 2, and 6. Now Joshua was old, advanced in years, and the Lord said to him, You are old, advanced in years, and there remains very much land yet to be possessed.This is land that yet remains, all the territory of the Philistines and all that of the Jeshurites. Numbers chapter 14, verse 8. If the Lord delights in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land which flows with milk and honey. Numbers 14, verse 8. Please be seated.愿主祝福共读他话语的人。
May the Lord add the blessing, His blessing to His word.
今天我们要和大家一同来思想的经文。
Today we will be looking at the following verses.
还有题目。
The following topic.
是两个礼拜以前。
It was the topic which 2 weeks ago.
在 CCMC Carey 第一次主日崇拜那一天。
We spoke about in the first inaugural service in Cary 2 weeks ago.
在分堂讲道。
In that time when I was speaking at the church plant.
通过网路两边众弟兄姊妹一同来敬拜的时候，本来要讲的这篇信息。
So originally I was going to speak about this when the brothers and sisters in the two locations were then connected by the internet.
同工们说，我们虽然分在两个地方不同的地方聚集，但是我们仍然是主里一家人，一个教会。所以第一次崇拜，我们用连线的形式。
So the coworkers felt that since we are still one congregation, even if we're split between locations, it would be best if for our first service we had the same sermon and the same service.
我说好主意
，That's a good idea.
结果呢，大家都知道，上个礼拜是一波三折，上上个礼拜。
And so everyone knows that, unfortunately, that good idea did not come to fruition.
在那个社区中心外面等了一个小时，已经都十点多，这边开始唱诗歌了，我们被关在外面进不去。
That last time we were stuck outside the location we were supposed to be meeting in for a full hour, while over here in the main location, everyone was already singing.
我在门外那个 picnic table 上，电脑都已经打开了，这个网络也这个连接好了，准备旷野这个聚会了。
I was standing outside of the picnic table with my laptop open, and I had an internet connection set up, and I was ready to start preaching in the wilderness.
后来这个门终于打开，我们进去，然后开始连线讲道。
And so finally the door was open, we were able to go in, and we were able to start teaching.
那么讲着讲着，快到后面，我就听见，因为我这个手机呢。一直是连线的啊，就是和我们在线上弟兄姊妹好像一起，我们也来同心敬拜。
So as I'm preaching, my phone was already set up on Zoom so that I could see what the other congregation was seeing.
我这边讲得到，然后就听见手机里面那个小小的声音啊传来唱歌了。
And so I'm preaching, and then I hear this little bit of sound from my cell phone. It's the sound of singing.
就是我们这个 Durham 这边在唱诗歌，我知道出问题了。
And I knew that if over here in Durham people were singing, something was wrong.
那么这个下来以后，大家告诉我这个线路非常不好啊，这个一直是断断续续的，很厉害。
And so afterwards, when I finished, everyone told me that the internet connection had been really poor and kept cutting out.
那我们也特别感谢神，我黄长老那天在啊，他就这个上来救火啊，来这个讲一篇的信息。
And so praise God, Elder Leaf was there that day, and so he just came up and saved the day.
然后呢，上上次的讲到录音也没有声音。
And so it turned out that the recording that day also didn't work, and there was no sound.
所以网上面也没有。
So there was no record of it online either.
那么呢，今天正好啊，我们这个进入应许之地的系列信息，把这一讲呢给大家补上。
So today we're going to make that up, and we're going to speak here about entering into the promised land.
所以刚才崇拜开始之前，我们这边这个。信号转不过来，我心里很着急。我说大概这次又没有办法了，又是我们在场的人听。
And so earlier when we were having some technical issues, I was worried that again we wouldn't be able to transmit this over Zoom, and it would just be those of us here in person.
感谢神啊！我们言归正传，今天我们要一起来思想两位老人和这个未得之地的故事。
Praise God, we were able to address those issues, and so today we will be talking about two old men and entering the promised land.
我们的正道系列叫做应许之地，进入应许之地 Promised Land.
And so the sermon series is the Promised Land, or entering into the Promised Land.
今天我们要看未得之地、to be possessed, land to be possessed.
And so today we will be talking about land to be possessed.
那什么意思呢？
Now what does this mean?
我们前面讲过、这个以色列人进入迦南地以后南征北战。
And so we talked about it previously that now when the Israelites entered into the Promised Land, they were fighting enemies to the south and enemies to the north.
先是中间突破打耶利哥，然后往南边打，然后再往北边打。
So first they conquered the city of Jericho in the middle, and then they started fighting enemies to the south, and then they started fighting up towards the north.
那么到了这个第十三章，就开始进入到第二个阶段要怎么样呢？分地。
Now here in chapter 13, we're going into the second stage where we're starting to divide up the land.
那我们这里呢有一个图给大家看一下。
And here we have a drawing for everyone.
字都很小，而且这个字呢，我们当时用的这个图是中文的。
Now this has some very small font, and the text is all in Chinese.
但是这个呢没有关系，大家就看这两种不同的颜色就可以了。
But that's alright. You can see the two colors here, and that's good enough.
在进入到第十三章，当神要约书亚开始给以色列十二个支派来分地的时候。
At the start of chapter 13, as Joshua was splitting up the land,
战争不是完全的结束，是告一段落。
At this point, the war had not yet completely been finished, but there's sort of a pause.
两种颜色，黄颜色的是已经打下来的地。
So here, the area in yellow is the area that Israel has already conquered.
粉颜色的是还没有夺取的地。
And the lighter colored or white pinkish areas are those that have not yet been conquered.
这时候以色列人他们进入迦南地多长时间呢？已经七年了。
At this point, the Israelites have entered Canaan for about 7 years.
时间不短了。
So it's not just a short little while.
那这时候已经打下了相当的一片土地，我们可以开始休息休息了，是不是
？They've already conquered a pretty significant piece of territory. One would think that maybe they could start to rest.
那怎么样休息？怎么样来得这个奖赏呢？分地。
All right. So if they're resting now and they're dividing up their rewards, well, they're going to need to divide up the land.
但是这里有一个很重要的细节。
There's a very important detail here.
神跟他们说，分下来的地有些不一定是你的。
The Lord says to them, this land that you're dividing is not necessarily all yours.
还在强敌的手中。
Some of it is still in the hands of your enemies.
要继续去夺取。
You need to continue conquering the land.
还没有真正可以休息啊。
You can't yet really start resting.
所以我们进入到希伯来书的时候，如果你看希伯来书第四章，这里讲到一个很重要的概念。
So here, if we look at Hebrews chapter 4, there's a very important concept.
叫做那安息。
It's the day of rest.
希伯来书四章第八到第十一节。
So here's Hebrews chapter 4, verses 8 through 11.
若是约书亚已叫他们享了安息，约书亚带他们进迦南地。
So if Joshua had allowed them to enter this rest.
那么神就不再提别的日子了。
Then God would not have spoken of another day.
但是他们是不是真的完全的想安息呢？
But had they really entered into rest?
第九节说了，这样看来必另有一安息，这安息为神的子民存留。
So here in verse 9 it says that there remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God.
那么所以第十一节说，我们务必竭力进入那安息。
So then in verse 11 it says, therefore let us be diligent to enter that rest.
免得有人学那不信从的样子跌倒了。
So that no one will fall through following the same example of disobedience.
这个 English 的 version.
There's the English.
英文的版本啊，约书亚带领以色列人进入一个安息。
So Joshua brought them into rest.
但是我们要知道这并不是那真正的永远的安息。
But this was not true eternal rest.
那不过是一个影子。
It was really just a shadow.
我们讲过耶稣亚是耶稣基督预表。
We've spoken of how Joshua was a type of Jesus Christ.
还有另外一个在耶稣基督里能够成就的真正的平安，真正的安息。
But there was yet another way in which Jesus would give people true rest.
那么耶稣亚这个预表耶稣基督的时候，还提醒我们有一层。
Now, Joshua, as he was representing the rest that Jesus would give, there was another layer.
弟兄姊妹们，今天我们在耶稣基督里面已经得到了那真安息。
Brothers and sisters, today through Jesus Christ, we have already received that true rest.
我们仍然要警醒。
And we still must be alert and must be diligent.
我们仍然要竭力地去进入那安息。
We still must be diligent to enter that rest.
救恩都是神所做成的 ，make no mistake.
Salvation is all of the Lord.
这个是绝对没有问题，但是同时在我们的成圣的道路上面，在我们跟神的这个关系上面，我们有没有一份要尽的责任？
And yet at the same time, as we grow in sanctification, as we grow closer to the Lord, there is still a role for us.
圣经多次的提醒我们。
The Bible reminds us again and again.
基督的生命就是一个征战的生命。
That the life of a Christian is a life of war.
就是一个天天舍己背起十字架跟从主的生命。
It's a life of daily sacrifice and daily taking up the cross to follow Him.
所以当时约书亚为以色列十二支派分地的时候，是凭着信心把地分给他们。
So that day, as Joshua was splitting up the land amongst the 12 tribes, he was doing so by faith.
那么这个界限都画好了。
Now as the boundaries were set up.
但是这里要注意一些的细节了。
But we need to notice a few details.
首先，他们是敬拜同一位主。
For one thing, they were worshiping the same God.
一个神。
One Lord.
是一个国家。
They were one nation.
所以这叫做分地不分家。
So this is dividing up land, but not dividing up the family.
后来我们知道这个以色列家，那么他们成为一个以色列的国度。
And we know that Israel became one nation.
大卫为他们的王
David was their king.
当然后来又分成南国犹大北国以色列
Of course later they split into the southern kingdom of Judah and the northern kingdom of Israel.
但是在神的心意当中
But in the heart of God
整个以色列家乃是属神的
His will was for all of them to belong to him.
那么这十二支派分了不同的这个地区产业
But as the 12 tribes were split up into different territories and different inheritances.
他们是彼此来支持
They were supporting each other,
一同的来征战
fighting together.
这里有一个细节
Here there's another detail.
我们知道有两个半的支派他们选择在约旦河东对不对
We know that the two half-tribes chose to stay on the east side of the Jordan.
流便支派加德支派马拿西半个支派
Reuben, Ephraim, and Manasseh.
那么这两个支派他们说我们要留在约旦河东
So these two tribes say, hey, we want to stay over on the east side.
但是呢我们派出精兵强将。
But we will send our men of war.
跟着我们的兄弟们进入约旦河西去征服迦南地。
To go together with our brothers and fight in the west side of the Jordan.
直到把这个地打下来我们再回来。
Until we've completely finished conquering that land and then we'll come back.
所以把他们这十二个支派分到不同的地方不是好让你们好自为之。
So splitting them up like this was not saying, all right, each one for themselves.
各自为政。
Each of them do what's best for themselves.
而是兄弟们一起来同心协力的战斗。
Instead, it was brothers fighting together.
那么还有一点就是他们彼此呼应，确实是在不同的地方、不同的位置上面。
Now it is true that their calling was to different places.
也各自要努力。
And each of them had to be diligent on their own.
毕竟现在已经有十二个支派已经有自己不同的地业了。
At this point, the 12 tribes each have their own inheritance.
各自要在神面前尽上当尽的责任。
And each of them need to be faithful to God for their own responsibilities.
那么下一次我们再会看的时候就看到这十二个支派在主面前他们的表现是各不相同的。
And we'll see next time that the different tribes really did respond differently to this challenge.
有的支派比较的在主面前持守敬虔
Some of them were relatively holy and held up their side of the bargain before the Lord.
有的支派比较就随流失去了
Some fell away pretty quickly.
有的支派在强敌面前努力的争斗
Some fought very bravely before their enemies.
战胜强敌
And were successful in triumphing over them.
等下我们就看。
In a moment we'll see.
那么也有的支派看到强敌，他们就畏惧，就想走这个容易走的道路。
And some tribes, when they saw the enemies, they were scared and they decided to take the easy way out.
下一次我们会看。
And next time we'll talk about this some more.
所以这一幅的图景。
So as we're looking at this picture,
约书亚为这十二支派来分地。
Joshua is dividing up the land amongst the 12 tribes.
正好在我们教会刚刚开始执堂的这个时候。
And it just so happens that this is as our church is beginning its church plant.
对我们也是一个很好的一个提醒。
It's a very good reminder to us.
那么上一次在分堂在凯瑞堂那边和弟兄姊妹已经分享。
Last time I was sharing this with the brothers and sisters at the Cary Church Plant.
那么今天呢，在我们多伦堂这边和弟兄姊妹们也借这个机会，我们一同来分享。
And so now here in our Durham church, we're hopefully being able to, we're going to be able to share this as well.
有的弟兄姊妹我听说有弟兄姊妹说，我们现在这个分堂分出去了。
I know some brothers and sisters are saying we've already established this church plant.
是不是就跟我们没有关系了？
Does this mean that it now has nothing to do with us?
走了就走了。
Well, they've gone out from us, so they've left us.
甚至有人问我说，牧师也跟着一起走了。
Someone said, oh no, the pastor has left with them too.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
我们呢要和大家分享一个非常非常重要的概念。
We need to share a very important concept with everyone.
在牧养团当中，在我们执事会里面。
Whether it's in our shepherding group or in our deacons group.
我们已经有这个很多的一起的分享，大家有共同一致的看见。
We've had a lot of sharing and everyone has come to the same conclusion.
和教会我们一些同工也已经开始在分享。
And the various co-workers have already started to share this with the rest of the congregation.
我们 CCMC 仍然是一个教会。
CCMC is still one church.
我们在主里面互为肢体，一个属灵的大家庭。
In Christ we protect the various parts of the body. We are still one family.
不管我们是在 Durham 堂。
Regardless of whether we are in our Durham congregation,
不管是在凯瑞堂
or in our Cary congregation,
我们是一个教会在不同的地方，不同的 location.
We are one church in many locations.
不同的分堂
various church buildings.
这里有两个方面都很重要
Here there are two aspects that are particularly important.
第一个，各个分堂在神面前要尽责
First of all, each congregation needs to do their own.Maintain their own responsibilities before the Lord.
要各自努力。
We each must be diligent.
有一天要相互交账。
One day we must stand before the Lord and give an account.
同时各个分堂之间大家是兄弟姐妹的关系。
At the same time, between and within each congregation, we are brothers and sisters.
这个没有谁高谁低。
No one's higher than anyone else.
不错，我们有时候讲习惯了，就是母堂分堂，母堂分堂。
Oftentimes it's convenient to talk of the mother church and the church plant.
这个也非常可以理解。
And this is certainly understandable.
毕竟我们在 Durham, 我们这个是一个差派的一个堂。
And it is true that our congregation here in Durham is a sending congregation.
我们的凯瑞分堂目前刚刚开始，还在一个婴儿阶段 baby stage.
And our Cary plant is at its baby stages.
那么我们中国人有句老话叫做长兄如父。
And so in Chinese, there's a saying that the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
大姐如母。
That the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, said better.
The big sister is like mother. Yeah, the big brother is like a father. 这个是一说到成语，我知道就特别难翻译。我以前做翻译的也是晓得这个，一个是成语，一个是这个古诗古诗词。那么。所以呢，我们这个 CCMC Durham 堂呢，我们是个大哥哥。
So the CCMC congregation, we are the elder brother.
那从这个角度说呢，我们说好像像叫母堂也说得过去
So in that case, saying that we are the mother congregation, you can say that.
但是我们更是在主里面都是兄弟姐妹。
Really means that we are all brothers and sisters in Christ.
每个堂自己也有相当的这样的。叫做这是我们赛明牧师提出叫 contextualization 我们不用这个 independent
So as Pastor Samuel would say, we are the same church in different contexts, not separate churches.
在自己所在的这个环境当中，这个需要来运作。
So each of us are operating within the needs and requirements of where we are.
在一些具体的这个行政细节的安排上面啊，不用啊，这个你要这样做，我要这样做，来互相来这个干涉。
So in the details of the structure and day-to-day operations, we don't need to insist that each congregation does it exactly the same.
但是同时
，But at the same time,
我们是一份的白老，一份的宪章。
At the same time, we are working together and we will give an account together.
共同的信仰的宣告。
Together proclaiming our faith.
我们共同的使命，共同的意向。
With the same faith and the same commission.
同时在这个属灵的带领上面，我们有一个共同的一个牧养团。
At the same time, in terms of leadership, we still have the same elder board or shepherding board.
有这样一个属灵的遮盖。
That way we have the same spiritual overhead.
按照我们教会的宪章，我们有牧者，我们长老和各个分堂的执事会主席组成这样一个牧养团队。
So according to our congregation, the various elders and deacons together, they form the shepherding leadership.
我们从主领受的意向来是这样子。
So the vision we have from the Lord is as follows.
我们执政一个堂绝不是结束。
We aren't just establishing a church and then done with it.
主若许可。
If the Lord is willing.
我们还会再执第二个堂，第三个堂，第四个堂。
We will continue to establish second, third, and fourth congregations.
像宣教。很重要的一个方面就是建立教会，对吗，弟兄姊妹们？
Because a very important part of spreading the gospel is to establish churches.
我们是 mission church.
We are a mission church.
我们想想使徒保罗一次两次宣教旅程，每一次宣教旅程最重要的是什么？领人归主，然后呢，在各地建立教会嘛。
If we think back to Paul during his missionary journeys, after he shared the gospel, he then established churches in every city in which he went.
让我们 CCMC。在我们北卡三角地区各个不同的 city 城市
We hope that CCMC in this triangle area may be able to in every city
靠主的恩典能够建立更多的分堂
By the grace of God establish more and more church plants
甚至主若许可我们在我们北卡不同的地区甚至在美国甚至我们把福音传到地级在那些很需要的地方我们能够建立
And if the Lord is willing, we will be able to spread even beyond North Carolina and even beyond the United States, and establish churches across the globe.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们要晓得，我们仍然在主里面是一家人。
So we must remember, brothers and sisters, that in the Lord we are still one family.
我们分堂那边的长老啊，这个执事会主席他们这个月都会回来讲道的。
The elders and deacons in the church plant will still come back from time to time to preach.
同时我们弟兄我们这边的执事啊，有同工也说了啊，抽空我们也要去凯瑞堂那边去看一看来支持。
At the same time, the co-workers here at Durham have also said that if they have opportunity, they would love to go down to Cary and help out there.
上个礼拜天我们利夫长老讲道。
Last Sunday, Elder Leaf preached.
非常的 powerful.
A very powerful sermon.
也提醒我们。
And it was a reminder.
现在摆在我们教会的面前。
That what is laid before our church.
有一个很大的一个挑战。
It is a very great challenge.
在这里让我停一下，我想也和弟兄姊妹分享几句心里话。
So here I'd like to pause for a moment and share from my own heart a little bit.
从七月初开始，在 CCMC 开始服事。
Since I started serving here at CCMC at the start of July.
我们一家人心里都深深的感恩。
Our entire family really has been very, very grateful.
得到教会弟兄姊妹们很多的关爱啊支持。
For all the love and support we've received from the brothers and sisters in the church.
同时呢，来到 CCMC 现在已经五个月。
At the same time, we've now been at CCMC for about 5 months.
今天已经是我们第六次一起来同领主餐了。
And this is already the sixth time we've had communion together.
在这快半年还不到半年当中。
In this almost half a year, not quite half a year yet.
啊，我也和弟兄姊妹分享。实际上在侍奉上面有几个蛮大的挑战。
To be honest, there have definitely been some challenges in the ministry.
首先第一个。
First.
来到这里的时候已经是疫情很严重的时候。
By the time I came, the pandemic was already pretty serious.
全美各地许多教会都已经是在线上聚会了。
Across America, many churches had already switched to an online format.
直到现在我们参加实体的聚会弟兄姊妹还不是很多，最近好像这个疫情 number 又在往上走。
Even to this point, the brothers and sisters who are worshiping in person are not very many. I mean, the pandemic numbers are going up.
那么我们教会有一些的家庭弟兄姊妹都还没有机会和大家见面好好的聊一聊。
And there are still many brothers and sisters in the church that I haven't had a chance to visit and get to know.
这是一个很大的挑战，也是一个很新的挑战，以前从来没有遇到过这种情况。
And this is definitely a very major challenge and a new one. We never really encountered difficulties like this before.
更不要说对一个刚刚来到教会新的牧师。
And especially for a pastor who's just come to a new congregation.
第二个挑战是什么呢？
What is the second challenge?
今年美国实在是不平安。
Well, this year America has definitely had a lot of societal unrest.
社会的动荡。
A lot of societal unrest.
包括今年的大选也是前无古人，不知道有没有后有来者。
And so also the election itself was very uncertain.
直到现在大选都还没有尘埃落定。
And at this point it still hasn't yet really settled down.
在很多的教会里面，今年这一场的社会政治的状况也带来很大的冲击。
And for many churches, the culture war this year has led to a lot of challenges.
第三个就是一来我们这个职堂实际上我还没有来的时候，我们已经就箭在弦上。
And the third issue, of course, is the church plan. I mean, before I even came, this had already been in the works.
不是不得不发，是整装待发了。
It was in the process of happening.
那么这个职堂是很好的事情，但同时可能也会有许多的挑战。
And establishing this church plan was truly a wonderful thing, but at the same time, it will bring many challenges.
那我原来说呢，有这三个挑战。
Now, first I said there were these three challenges.
现在还有第四个挑战。
Now we also have a fourth challenge.
我们没有想到这个我们职堂刚刚开始，现在就摆在我们面前有很大的需要，是场地的需要。
We hadn't thought of it at the time, but now as we start to establish this church plan, we suddenly need a place to hold our meetings.
等一下问题解答的时候，同工们会更多的跟大家分享。这确实现在是很重要的这样的一个时候。
In a moment during the Q&A time, we will share more with the brothers and sisters about what an important time this is.
那么呢，这个买教堂这件事情，对很多教会来说都是不容易的。
Now, for many churches, this is a very, very difficult issue.
我常常说，在北美华人教会国内我们不说，北美华人教会两大这个 church killer.
I often say that amongst North American Chinese churches, there are two big church killers.
一个就是买堂或者建堂。
The first is buying or building a church.
第二就是聘牧。
And the second is finding a pastor.
或者是牧者的离开。
Or a pastor leaving.
这个常常是给教会带来非常大的冲击。
Oftentimes, this is what brings the major challenges to the church.
所以我最近在主面前很多很多的祷告，弟兄姊妹。
So recently, I've been spending a lot of time before the Lord praying.
不容易。
This is not easy.
但是在这个不容易当中，更加挑战我们。
But in the midst of this difficulty, what continues to challenge us?
挑战我们的灵命。
It challenges our spiritual walk.
挑战我们的信心。
It challenges our faith.
也挑战我们在主里面的合一。
It challenges our oneness in Christ.
我在这里也是请求弟兄姊妹们。
And so now I also ask the brothers and sisters.
为我们的职堂来祷告。
That you would pray for our church plant.
为我们的这个买这个教堂，虽然不是教堂，是一个比较大的一个房子，但是非常的适合教堂的聚会。
That you would pray for this large house that really is very well suited to church gatherings.
现在那个 community center 已经刚两次聚会就已经满了。
So the last two times when we had services in the community center, they were already full.
这个聚会那个房间二十五个人，已经现在就二十五个人在里面了。
Oh, so the room only allows 25 people.
那么等一下同工们会再详细的来回答这些方面的问题。
Now in a moment, the coworkers will respond to these questions in more detail.
那么还有一点，就是我们这样一个 CCMC 的大家庭，弟兄姊妹同心合意来成就这件事情。
And so the other issue is whether the brothers and sisters of CCMC will be able to come together. And with one heart and mind address this issue.
差派出去那些弟兄姊妹不是走了就不要我们了。
It's not like the brothers and sisters that we sent down to carry just left and don't need us anymore.
同时我们这个大哥哥在这里的我们的这个母堂长兄为父，我们也不是把他们送出去，我们就不管了。
At the same time, us as elder brothers, we aren't just sending them out and then ignoring them.
在前方为主开疆扩土不容易。
It is difficult to break into new soil for the Lord.
我以前 参与职堂。
I've also taken part in church plants before.
我和弟兄姊妹有分享。
And I can share with the brothers and sisters.
如果有机会可以给大家讲这个职堂事工的这个眼泪的话，我能给你讲三天三夜。
That if I had time to share about the tears and the pain and the suffering of establishing a church, I could share for 3 days and 3 nights.
但是另一方面，如果给你讲职堂的喜乐，给你讲五天五夜。
That if I was able to share about the joys of church planting, well, it would take 5 days and 5 nights.
但是职堂不单单只是那一群人的事情。
But establishing a church plant is not just the concern of those who have gone down to carry.
是我们整个 CCMC 大家庭，我们这个宣教的教会 Mission Church， 我们所领受的使命。
It is the commission that all of us as a mission church have received.
撒母耳记上第三十章第二十三到二十五节。
So for First Samuel chapter 30:23.
在这里有一个非常重要的属灵的原则。
There's an extremely important spiritual principle contained here.
在前方上阵打仗的。
Those that go down to battle.
他们得多少
？How much do they receive?
在后方看守器具的也得多少？大家平分。
That they receive just as much spoil as those who stay behind.
所以用英文讲 ，We are all in this.
So in English, we are all in this.
我们是一起来同心合意的在征战。
Together as one man, we are fighting.
我们也共同从我们的主那里来得到奖赏。
And we will receive from the Lord together.
而且弟兄姊妹们，当我们一起来征战的时候
，As we fight together,
我们突然就发现
，We will realize,
我们在 Durham 这个地方
，That here in Durham,
我们实际上这里好像是大后方，但同时也是一个战场。
That while it seems like we're in the back of the lines, in reality, this is also a fighting zone.
那些在前方拓展的弟兄姊妹，他们那种面对困难啊，这个勇敢上的精神，也能够来激励我们。
But the brothers and sisters who are out in the front line, their spirit can also encourage us.
更勇敢的为主传福音。
That we can share the gospel more boldly.
建造教会。
And establish the church.
好了，我们继续往下看。
May we continue to see, look forward.
这个时间关系呢，这一页我们先把它暂时跳过，下次讲到的时候我们会着重来看。
So we're gonna skip over 14 a little bit.
我们来和大家谈谈这两个老人的故事吧。
So let's talk about the story of two old men.
在第十四章，今天我们看三章啊，十三、十四、十五章。
So here in chapter 14, we'll be looking at chapter 13, 14, and 15.
开始分地了。
So they started to divide up the land.
这时候呢，犹大支派来见约书亚了。
At this time, the territory of Judah comes, or the tribe of Judah comes to see Joshua.
那么犹大支派当中呢，有一个人叫做迦勒。
So here in the tribe of Judah, there was one person, named Caleb.
他就对约书亚讲了。
And he comes and he speaks to Joshua.
一开口，哇，原来我们知道这个迦勒那时候已经多大岁数呢
？And as soon as he starts to speak, we realize how old Caleb is.
多大岁数啊，弟兄姊妹们？这边我们有英文啊，因为这个今天经文比较多，所以我们就只能够中文一张啊，英文一张来回换。
And so here we have the English here up on the slide, and we see that he was 85.
他说我现在已经85岁了。在所有的这些进迦南地打仗的这些以色列士兵当中，就这么两个老头。
So amongst all of the soldiers in Israel, there was only these two older people.
约书亚和迦勒，是不是啊
？Joshua and Caleb.
其他那些都倒闭旷野了吗？你二十岁开外都倒闭旷野了。
Everyone else had died in the wilderness.
这个，所以约书亚他讲这段话，这个迦勒跟约书亚讲这段话是什么意思呢
？So when Caleb is speaking like this to Joshua, what is he talking about?
他在回顾四十五年以前在加利斯巴尼亚。
He's thinking back to 45 years ago, when he was back in Kadesh Barnea.
那时候他们走了两年，从埃及走了两年，就已经来到迦南地的边上了。
At this point, they've already walked. At that point, they had walked 2 years from Egypt up into the border of the Promised Land.
约书亚从每个摩西从每个支派当中挑选一个精兵。
And so Moses chose one soldier from each tribe.
组成一个侦察兵小分队。
And so he put it into a scouting party.
在迦南地从南到北，从北到南走了40天回来。
And so they went into the land of Canaan. They went up and down and all throughout it for 40 days, and then came back.
回来这十二个探子就开始报信了。
And so once they came back, these 12 spies began to report.
有个好消息，有个坏消息。
And there was some good news and some bad news.
好消息是什么呢
？What's the good news?
说啊，这个果然是流奶与蜜之地啊。
Well, this really is a land flowing with milk and honey.
你看那两个人抬一大串的葡萄，这多沉多大。
You see the two of them carrying this huge vine of grapes.
坏消息是什么呢
？What's the bad news?
哎呀，我们看到那个地方啊，咱们打不下来。
Wow, this land is too tough. We won't be able to conquer it.
城墙高大坚固。
They have these tall, very strong city walls.
哎呦，住在里面那个亚纳人都是巨人呢。
And inside they're living the Anakim.
那么就在这个时候。
And at this point.
十个探子报恶信的时候。
When 10 of the spies are reporting this kind of bad news.
请大家注意一个细节。
And let us notice one little detail.
很重要的细节。
It's a very important detail.
谁先讲话的？
Who spoke first?
谁先讲话的？给大家看这个 中文，我们英文中文来回换啊。是约书亚先讲话的，还是加勒先讲话的？
Did Joshua speak first or did Caleb speak first?
加勒，对不对？
加勒。Caleb who spoke first.
加勒首先站出来，十个探子都报恶信。
So when 10 of the spies were all saying how awful and impossible it was, Caleb was the first one to stand forth.
这时整个老百姓都沸腾了。
At this point, the entire congregation of Israel is giving up.
这个沸腾不是说我们进去得，而是怎么样？心消化了，赶快撤吧。
And they're saying, oh no, we got to get out of here, let's flee.
加勒说，我们立刻上去得那地吧，我们足能得胜。
Caleb said, let's go up right away, we can totally beat them.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
解经家告诉我们，加勒和约书亚，实际上如果从这个属灵的程度，对神的心意的体贴上面，谁更胜一筹呢？
So commentators will ask, you know, which of the two, Caleb or Joshua, which one had greater faith?
加勒还是约书亚？
Was it Caleb or Joshua?
是加勒，他先讲话的。
Caleb, he spoke first.
但是加勒宝贵的地方是，
But where the most important aspect of Caleb's testimony,
他甘心的跟从了。
He was willing to follow after Joshua.
45年啊。
For 45 years.
神没有让加勒做领袖，让约书亚做领袖。
God did not allow Caleb to be the leader; He allowed Joshua to be the leader. Caleb didn't say.
主啊，你看是我先站出来的哈。
Didn't say, Lord, look, I was the first one to step forward.
哎，你应该让我去做领袖啊。
Hey, you should let me be the leader.
那我也是这个犹大支派的哟。
Hey, I am also of the tribe of Judah.
没有加勒甘心的跟随。
No, Caleb was willing to follow.
进了迦南地，又跟着一起打了7年。
And then after he'd entered the land of Canaan, he was willing to fight for 7 years.
所以现在85岁嘛。
And so now he's 85.
旷野漂流又漂流38年，再加上7年，又多了45年。
So he walked in the wilderness with Israel for another 38 years. Then he crosses over into Canaan and then fights for another 7 years. So he's up to 85.
那么请大家来注意这一段话，加勒跟约书亚两位老人的对话。
So let's look at this conversation in chapter 14, verses 6 between Caleb and Joshua.
有人说，哎呀，加勒呀，你这个不够意思。
So some people will say, oh wow, Caleb, come on.
啊，怎么不够意思呢？刚一开始分地，你看你这个犹大支派，你带头出来先要。
So you're just starting to divide up the land.
只要注意两点。
So let's notice two aspects.
第一点，我们刚才说，加勒甘心的跟随，已经跟随45年，现在85岁。
First, let's notice that Caleb has willingly been playing second fiddle for 45 years.
再一个，请大家注意，他来要的是什么地呀？
And notice what land he wants.
他要的是个最难打的那个地。
He wants really the hardest to conquer part of the territory.
就是当时那十个探子举例说，咱们甭打了。
It was the area that the spies had previously
said were not going to fight. 住着巨人。
It's a place where we have a lot of giants.
啊，我们一看到他们，我们心就消化了。
As soon as we see them, our hearts melt like water.
加勒跟约书亚要的就是那个地。
Well, the land that Caleb wants from Joshua is exactly that territory.
亚纳人的城池。
It's the cities of Anakim.
西伯伦。
Zebulun.
约书亚说，这块地给你。
And Joshua says, sure, let's give this land to you.
那么约书亚，这个加勒在讲到当时那个场景的时候，他提了3次，我们这里呢把他都 highlight 出来。
And so 3 times here as Caleb is speaking, he says the following.
解经上有一个非常重要的原则，就是在短短一个篇幅当中，如果一句话、一个概念、一个词多次出现，不是浪费笔墨，是在强调。
Now there's a very important principle of interpretation that if in a short space the same phrase or word appears multiple times, it's not a waste of ink. There's a reason for it.
加勒说了3次 ，I wholly follow the Lord my God. I wholly follow the Lord my God. I wholly follow the Lord my God.
加勒说3次讲，我全心跟随我的主。
感谢主，我全心跟随我的神，我全心跟随我的主，连着讲3次。
Says it 3 times.
然后加勒说，我那个时候的力量怎样，我现在85岁，我力量还是怎样。
And Caleb says, just as my strength was then, I have the same strength now.
我不要别的，我就要亚纳人那个城池。
I want that land of the Anakim.
若不是被十个探子和这六十万不信从的以色列这个会众的耽误，早就已经把这个城市拿下来了。
If it hadn't been for the 10 spies and the unbelieving congregation of Israel, we would have long since already taken this.
加勒什么都没说，这时候他站出来，我要去得。
And so Caleb hadn't said anything, and then at this point he steps forward and says, "I want to get this land."
而对比一看呢，你看的那个十个探子，当时他们怎么说呢？每次我读到这个地方，我就觉得好笑。
And if you compare every time that the 10 spies spoke of this land, I find it really entertaining.
啊，这个民数记第十三章那个记载的。
And here in Numbers verses 13, chapter 13.
啊，加勒说，我们上去足能得那地。然后那个探子说 ，No, 咱们可别去。
And so Caleb says, "Let's go up. The Lord will give us the land." And the 10 spies says, "No, let's not do that."
据我们看，自己就如蚱蜢一样。
In our own eyes, we appeared as locusts before them.
据他们看，我们也是如此。
And in their eyes, we also appeared as such.
啊，那如果要是你在自己眼中看自己，你都像蚱蜢一样，别人看你肯定是蚱蜢。
So if in your own eyes you look like grasshoppers, you definitely aren't going to look like grasshoppers to those facing you.
我们面前的巨人。
The giants before us.
我们面前的约旦河。
The Jordan River before us.
都是那恶者强敌摆在我们面前，让我们胆怯，让我退后的。
They are all the things that the enemy has laid before us to try to get us to be cowardly and retreat backwards.
我们能力够不够呢？
Is our strength sufficient?
我们真的不够。
Well, it's definitely not.
我们软弱不软？真的软弱。
Are we weak? Yes, we are weak.
我们年龄大不大呢？大。
Are we getting old? Yeah, we are getting old.
啊，但是。
But.
等一下，我们回应诗歌就要唱了。
In a moment, we'll be singing in our response to him.
别人看到都是巨人。
What everyone else sees is giants.
加勒说：“我专心跟从耶和华的神。”他看到的是主。
What Caleb says is, "I have wholeheartedly followed the Lord. What he saw was the Lord."
不是我自己能够做什么。
It's not what I can do.
而是我们的主要通过我们这些有限的人，要做成他的大事。
It's what the Lord will do through us, these limited people.
职堂也是这样子。
The same principle applies when we're establishing a new church.
宣教是这样子。
Missionary work is the same.
买一个新的教堂，摆在教会面前一个挑战，也是这个样子。
Buying a new church building and having that kind of a challenge before the people is the same thing.
我和我的太太在主的面前也在认真的祷告。
Me and my wife have also prayed before the Lord.
神要我们奉献多少，摆上多少。
How much does the Lord want us to give to this?
我们的祷告还不是说主我要给你多少。
Our prayer is not so much, Lord, how much do I want to give?
而是主啊，你要给多少，通过我们来给。
It's Lord, how much do you want to give through us?
因为我们所有的一切都是属于主的。
Because all we have is His.
对，我们的奉献也不是我在做奉献，是神要通过我来祝福这个事工。
So my own offering is not really what I'm giving, it's what the Lord is deciding to give through me.
我记得我们以前的教会，我以前的教会在2012年买教堂的时候。
I remember my previous church bought a church building in 2012.
那时候教会人也不是很多。
At that time, the church didn't have a whole lot of people.
最多的时候，这个城人也不过就是八十个人。
The most we had maybe 80 people.
而且呢，还有一些的学生团契做学生事工。
And many of them were students as well.
而且当地的这个人员流动性非常的大，几年就换一批，教会大部分人都是新人。
And there was a really, really high turnover rate. Every year, you were getting significant numbers of people coming and going.
在那时候，我们用了多年的一个美国教堂也是不能用了。
At that time, we had for many years used an American church building, and we were no longer able to.
那我们要去买一个教堂。
Now, if we needed to buy a church.
哦，对我们这个教会挑战非常的大。
That was a really big challenge for our church.
我们是一个职堂的教会。
We were a mission church.
大家的年龄，信主的年龄都比较年轻。
Everyone was fairly young in the faith.
以中国大陆来的弟兄姊妹为主的。
Most of them were brothers and sisters from the mainland.
啊，那这个。有的时候和一些牧者同工一开会分享，就说这个大陆来的弟兄姊妹呢，一个就信主快。
Sometimes the coworkers would share that brothers and sisters from the mainland they believe very quickly.
第二个很能说。
They're also really good at talking.
啊，脑子都很好使，一套一套的。
They're really smart and they're able to think really quickly.
第三个不奉献。
And thirdly, they don't give any money.
我们这个不是完全不奉献，奉献的不够。
Not that they entirely didn't give any money, they just didn't give much.
那这个，因为我自己也从中国大陆来的，我觉得这个老实讲啊。
Now, because I also was originally from the mainland.
所以那时候我们这个买教堂的这个事工，哎呀，不是没有艰难，不是没有巨人。
So at the time, establishing this new congregation, it was not without challenge, it was not without its giant.
当时我们说，我们这个事工叫做 faith building.
So at the time, we called it faith building.
一方面是买一个 building, 另一方面也是通过买教堂，让我们信心得到建造。
On the one hand, we're buying a building. On another hand, through this process, we're establishing our own faith.
最后长话短说，我们没有从银行借一分钱。
So to make a long story short, we didn't borrow any money from the bank.
大部分都是弟兄姊妹现金的奉献。
Most of it was in cash from the offerings of the brothers and sisters.
不到一百万，接近一百万的这样一个教堂。
It was almost $1 million.
六十五万我们是现金的奉献，在短短的两三个月当中，我们就筹到了。
650,000 was in cash, and we were able to achieve that with just a few months of giving.
另外还有二十多万是从弟兄姊妹手中来借款。
So $27,000 is also borrowed from the brothers and sisters.
有的人比如说有这个以后儿女教育的这个基金呢、啊，那么现在暂时不用，借给教会。
So some brothers and sisters had college funds, and since they didn't need them yet, they were able to loan them to the church.
这样这件事情就做成了。
And so we were able to do this ministry.
所以我也是为我们凯瑞这个买教堂这件事情来祷告。
So I also pray for our Carey Church plan.
盼望我们也是不从银行借一分钱。
Hoping that we do not have to borrow any money from the bank.
而是我们大家这个真金白银的我们的奉献摆上。
And that brothers and sisters would be able to give generously to it.
甚至你说我愿意借款给教会，这也是一种的参与。
Even if you're just saying I'm able to loan money to the church, well, that's also taking.
让我们一起来战胜这个巨人。
That we might be able to together conquer this giant,
取得胜利
and become successful.
好，我知道时间已经差不多了。
I know there are times about older, about over.
那么呢，我这里呢就暂不分享，下次再给大家分享一个很令人感动的一位老牧者，现在已经七十岁了，还在职场，这是他第三个教堂。
So I'd like to briefly share a story, and I'll share more completely later. It's a 70-year-old pastor who's still planting churches.
最后我们看这个属灵的传承和赐福。
And so we see the spirit inheritance of spiritual blessing.
加勒得下来希伯伦。
So Caleb received Zebulun.
加勒继续来攻打这个迦南地的这些这个强敌的时候。
So as Caleb continued to fight these enemies down in the south of Canaan.
有一位年轻人。
There was a younger man.
这位年轻人呢。
And so this younger man.
然后叫俄陀尼。
Was named.
在这里有。
Othniel.
这个俄陀聂呢是士师记里面第一个士师。
He was the first judge in Judges.
那么他就继续来打败强敌，加勒把女儿嫁给他。
And so he continues to fight and defeat and other enemies, and so eventually Caleb's daughter is given to him as in marriage.
老人家也得胜，但不是总是老人家，这个年轻的一代也站起来。
So it wasn't just the older people who were standing up; the younger generation also was.
得到属灵的传承和赐福。
And they were receiving the spiritual inheritance.
哦，还有一点很宝贵，很宝贵。
There's also a very precious.
如果你仔细看加勒这样一位属灵的伟人。
If you look in detail at Caleb.
好多可以值得我们学习的。
There are many good things we can learn.
加勒把这个希伯伦打下来，多不容易。
So after they had defeated the enemies in Zebulun.
后来他却把这个希伯伦给了祭司亚伦的子孙，使他成为一个逃城。
So later on, he actually gave it to the Levites to be a city of refuge.
他自己住在郊野。
And so he himself lived out in the wilderness, not wilderness, in the outskirts.
这是老加勒的生命。
And this was the life of Caleb.
不是我们自己，而是主。
It's not about ourselves, it's about the Lord.
我们不能再讲了，这段时间已经到了。
So well, time's up, so I won't be able to talk anymore.
让我们一起靠耶稣得到真正的安息，同时我们提醒要竭力进入那安息。
Well, let us together through the Lord enter into true rest, and let us be diligent to enter into that rest.
让我们效法加勒，老当益壮。
Let us follow the example of Caleb and bravely follow after the Lord at any age.
专心跟从主，为主得未得之地。
And let us focus on following the Lord and conquering the land for the Lord.
让我们也知道属灵的传承。
And let us know that there is such a thing as a spiritual inheritance.
今天我们的征战
our fight today.
今天我们的得胜
our triumph today.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们的见证
brothers and sisters, our testimony today.
都摆在下一代的面前
is all laid out before the next generation.
我们就是他们的榜样
we are their example.
我们要传递一个什么样的榜样
what kind of an example do we want to give them?
和什么样的祝福
what kind of a blessing.
最后我们来背诵民数记十四章第八节，好不好？我们一起来读：耶和华若喜悦我们，就必将我们领进那地，把地赐给我们，那地原是流奶与蜜之地。我们一起低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and we praise you.
我们力量软弱有限。
Lord, our strength is limited.
我们面对强敌。
And we are facing a very strong enemy.
我们好像也一天一天的老去。
Lord, day by day we are growing older.
但是主，我们感谢你，我们的里面却一天新似一天。
Lord, we thank you that day by day we are being renewed.
像那年老的迦勒一样。
Even as the Caleb in his old age.
永远单单仰望主。
That we may forever only look to the Lord.
我们的里面还是那的年轻。
Lord, within you we are still young.
永远来为主征战。
May we forever fight for you.
求主大大的祝福我们 CCMC.
Lord, may you bless CCMC.
让我们从一个胜利到另一个胜利。
That we may go from triumph to triumph.
让我们不管是在多伦堂，不管是在 Carry 堂。
Regardless of whether we are in Durham or in Carry.
让我们手牵手，心连心。
May we go hand in hand and heart with heart.
来为主开疆扩土。
May we continue to break into new land for the Lord.
令人得救。
That we may lead people to Christ.
建造主的教会。
That we may establish the church.
求主也祝福我们买教堂的施工。
Lord, I pray that you would bless our efforts to buy a church building.
愿你的名得到一切的荣耀。
Lord, may your name receive all glory.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.